Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
What's going on? We are back with Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
Yep, that's our UFO sound.
That's like a game show topic.
We need Power Glide.
Bro, Power Glide would be so bomb for us.
We need to talk to the head honcho.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. Record labels are not allowing us to use instrumentals and things like that.
We'd sound stupid if we tried to do it, so I'm not doing it. Yeah, don't
even
try.
No, that's
try.
The wrong song.
Anyway, I'm just going to keep staring at Megan over here next to me.
Tasha Makia, Big Dave, we are here. How are you, D?
I'm great. Tasha looking fancy today, everybody.
I'm trying.
I wish you could see her. We're going to take a picture because Tasha's looking really good today.
Well, thanks,
she looks good
D.
every day, but she looks extra good today.
Well, thank you. I'm going on a date tonight.
Very pretty.
You know, I'm going on a date.
T's a lucky boy.
Thank you. I'm feeling a little snatched. I'm pretending that my dude is actually somebody else, so I'm excited about the date.
Doesn't mean that in general.
No, I'm just trying to like fantasize and have some fun with it. He already knows this because he knows I'm nuts. So yeah, I'm going on a date. But thank you. I feel good today.
You look great.
How are you doing? Thank you.
I'm good.
Yeah?
Been a crazy week so far already, but not bad.
We got a countdown going on that he's not letting me discuss with you, friends.
Oh, here we go.
Can we just give him
a little
bit of a hint?
We're going to talk about Megan back in the jumpsuit with the fishnets on. So I got I got this poster, this cardboard cutout.
He is so trying to just
Megan Trainor.
Not talk about what I'm talking about.
Rock. I know Tasha's talking garbage over there under her breath. But anyway,
I am.
Her booty is facing me, so we're looking at this as we go.
He's ridiculous. So we have cardboard celebrities all over the studio here in beautiful Denver, Colorado.
We need a cardboard studio.
We need like a bobblehead. That would be pretty bomb.
Oh my Lord, it'd be hilarious.
You're ridiculous. Yes. So anyway, at some point, we will talk to you about this amazing countdown.
We will
talk
about the countdown. 2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
To the big day.
60 days until the day.
The love day is all I'll give you, okay?
The love day, the doves will be released.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, it's on.
All right, so today we're talking about something super awesome. And I got to say, I love the fact that our listeners on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, they're getting more involved in the podcast.
We like that.
And they're like, hey, I need you guys to discuss this because this is what I'm doing. So today we're actually going to be discussing fasting, which is interesting.
It's crazy.
Fasting is crazy?
It's crazy because it's becoming such a huge deal.
I know it is. It's
paleo, like paleo, fasting, intermittent fasting.
Is fasting and intermittent fasting the same thing or is just two type of different lanes?
It is very similar.
Okay.
Intermittent fasting is known as intermittent energy restriction.
Okay.
So what that means is basically they want you to use your calories and put them at a deficient level. So
okay,
you're
going
more
to
body
negative.
Fat.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Exactly. So it's not a bad thing to do.
No.
You don't want to do it on the reg because your blood sugar can drop and then you don't feel good. And then a lot of people
feel lightheaded.
By doing intermittent fasting, that they don't eat at all. And that's quite the contrary.
Okay. So first of all, do you have to check with your doctor before you start anything like this?
You should.
You
should because you want to make sure blood sugar levels are adequate and pretty much regulated.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing with the intermittent fasting is there's three different kinds.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna give you the definition of what those are so people really understand it.
Sounds good.
So the three methods of intermittent fasting are alternate day fasting,
boom,
periodic day fasting,
okay,
and daily time restricted fasting.
Okay.
Now, yeah, it's hot as hell in here.
It's hot as hell in here.
It's you, definitely. I mean, you're not helping the issue. You know, got her glasses on, looking like a
nerdy person.
Looking like a Boliqua librarian.
I am a Boliqua librarian.
Looking down south in the equator.
Thanks, Dave.
Whoa.
Thanks, D.
So basically, when you look at the intermittent fasting aspect, it's eating a pattern that cycles between periods of fasting and eating. So what that means is basically you want to stay on the same regimen daily, keeping the calories low, protein high, fats moderate, carbs very, very low, and going into a cardio or workout with a deficit of calories to help burn more calories off. So if that makes sense, because it can be really confusing because there's so many different kinds. So that being said, that's how that works. So you have to make sure that, that feels good. That's perfect.
How to open the doors.
You want to make sure that you keep them in check and don't yo-yo back and forth every other day. Because what happens is once your body goes into a ketosis to burn more body fat with a caloric deficiency, if you were to eat a big meal and start eating crazy and cheating the next day, you're going to feel like crap. And your body's just going to yo-yo all over the place.
Is your digestive, can it mess up your digestive system?
Yes and no. Really, it really is pertinent on the person. It's really, you know, if a person has a weaker stomach or, you know, a little bit softer stomach, meaning that they can't take a lot of calories in. Then by doing the workout cardio or maintaining a really low caloric intake while you're fasting can make you feel really nauseous and have GERD, which is the kind of the bile burp that you get and not feel good from the acidity from the stomach. That's something that really I've been watching because I get a lot of that. A lot of guys, a lot of girls do too. GERD is one of those things that if you're not careful with fasting, you'll get a lot of it. And it's very uncomfortable because what happens is when your body, when your stomach does not have calories in it, it starts to basically churn and it's churning water and stomach acid. Then you get that burping gastric kind of upchuck.
Oh, you should see my face right now. I'm visualizing this stuff.
And I know a lot of people can relate because it's very common, especially with dieting and stuff like that. So you have to really make sure that when you're doing the intermittent fasting, that you're keeping your calories consistently either every other day or every 2 days. So you don't want to yo-yo all over the place is basically the bottom line. You really don't.
So is this something that if you don't do it properly that you can possibly gain a lot more weight at the end of your fasting?
Yes and no, because depending on the caloric intake you're taking in, being clean calories or kind of dirty calories, we'll call it. Yes, it can
mess you
make
up.
You hold more water and make your body retain more calories because your body doesn't know when it's going to feed again.
So it goes into
that whole aspect of the storage aspect. If you're not consistent on a daily basis and get your body to train to do the intermittent fasting, then your body will yo-yo because it will hold the calories in because it doesn't know when you're going to eat again.
So then it goes into its own mode, like a saving mode.
Body becomes very smart. Storage state is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's smart. So what's the shortest amount of time you can fast and the longest amount of time a person can fast?
Intermittent fasting is usually every other day.
Every other.
And like I said, there's those three. You can fast, you know, I've known people that have done fasted for, you know, a couple weeks at a time.
Oh my gosh.
But you have to understand and not get it misconstrued. When you do intermittent fasting, it's usually in the morning. You're doing cardio on an empty stomach and or a cup of coffee, water to get something in the system. But that can also backfire on you because it can create that stomach gastric juices to start flowing because your body's trying to digest something it doesn't have. Because in the morning you're fasted.
Right, already because
your body's
overnight.
Fasted throughout the night.
Right.
That's why a lot of people,
unless you're me, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, eating chips.
Exactly. Or bowls of cereal, most women do. Unless you take a shake, which a lot of people do, a casein protein, which is a slower releasing protein than a whey. So that's why you'll see on a lot of diets and a lot of people that are doing diets and stuff like that, or diets that are out there, they'll have you drink a shake maybe 30, 45 minutes before bed because they want your body to have something to feed off of and amino acids to be dispersed in
because
the muscle.
Because it breaks down slow.
Because you fast during
the evening. Does that have sugars too to keep you?
Very little.
Very little. So
very little.
Big,
most
huge.
Of your protein powder stuff like that have maybe less than 2 or 3 grams. And when you're doing a shake that's, say, 8 ounces, it's at the scheme of things, it's like a ratio of 1 to 100, so it's very low.
So with intermittent fasting, it is like what, your last meal maybe at 8 o'clock at night?
Last meal really isn't really that important as it is in the morning.
So you'll wake up and probably not eat a first
meal.
Some people eat certain things like different, so they'll probably go from 12 to 8 or something.
So when you would do the intermittent excuse me, when you would do the intermittent fasting, you would get up, do a glass of warm water.
Like the black coffee.
Or black coffee or tea or whatever, and then usually do your cardio or workout. Have your meal after that, which will consist of a high protein, low carb, moderate fat, low fat, and then you start your day.
So is it important to make sure that you do this with someone that is a professional?
Well, you want to get the guidance for sure.
I'd be like, oh my God, I love breakfast. Right. I could eat breakfast 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. So to miss that in the morning, I don't know if my body would be, I'm sure I could do it, but right. I think I would have to be under your orders. Like, okay, Tosh, do this at night so that you're not struggling in the morning, that you start your first meal. But I think, what about migraines?
That's a really valid point, because what you're doing is you're not so much missing the meal as you're pushing it back.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of
look at it
that
yourself
way.
That too.
Right. So instead of saying, okay, well, I'm getting rid of breakfast altogether and just going into maybe a snack and then lunch, if you, depending on when you do it, when you start it, the best way to look at it is you're pushing breakfast just back.
Yeah.
So instead of doing breakfast, say, you know, 7:30, 7:00,
yeah,
you're doing breakfast at 9 or 10, depending on what time you get up and do your cardio.
You start.
But I will say, and this is personal opinion only, everybody has their opinion on this.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot more people get better results doing fasted in the morning and then doing cardio and or working out. Now, granted, you got to be really careful, because when you're doing weights and you're working out, you are still doing cardio because you're burning calories and you're getting your heart rate up.
Yeah.
But you're not hitting that VO2 max that you would with cardio. You're going to hit it a lot faster being fasted than you would be if you had a full belly.
That's a lot.
So it is proven that when you do cardio or you do weight training on an empty stomach, you do lose more weight.
Can you hurt yourself, though?
You can, because your blood sugar dumps and your body's looking for calories.
So you're a little bit more weak.
So you have to be a little bit diligent with that and kind of get used to it, as opposed to just saying, okay.
You got
to
mentally prepare for
on
that.
On a Monday, I'm going to start fasting.
Yeah.
When you're basically just ate everything under the sun over the weekend, right?
Yeah, you got to stay on it. You got to be focused like all the way around,
right.
Not
so
just
you
on
really,
certain days.
You really have to kind of plan it, and that's where a lot of your meal prep comes in with fasting, because if you're meal prepping, you already have everything at your disposal.
That's
so
true.
Basically, in the event that you do start noticing your blood sugars dropping or something like that, you can grab a meal that you've already prepped, it's already ready for you, and go.
And it'd be smart to prepare, especially
during
a...
It is smart to prepare,
because
whether
you don't
you're doing
go
that
crazy.
Or not, of course. And, you know, again, the fasting is really good for its purpose. But if you are not struggling, then I think to throw intermittent fasting or some sort of fasting program into your repertoire of things here and there is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does mix up things, so the body's guessing, which we want it to do.
Yeah.
So it, but
it
you don't want to do
it
on the reg is basically the key, because then your body gets susceptible to it. Then when you eat a meal in the morning and then you go to the gym, you feel nauseous because your stomach's bloated, which I hear a ton. Like, one of my biggest questions I get daily is, Dave, what is a good thing for me to eat before the gym? Do you eat before the gym?
Right.
It's a double-loaded question, because I know for me, if I eat a big lunch or something and go work out, I'm lethargic and I'm tired.
Yeah, you're ready to shut down.
Right.
Yeah.
And most people feel that way. It's kind of itis. You get the itis, right?
Exactly.
Especially if you're eating like a fatty food or something
noodles
like that.
Noodles and company?
Right. Noodles,
yes.
Barbecue, McDonald's is what I would normally eat, of course. But the biggest thing is I like to have a smaller snack, like maybe a bagel, like something with maybe some peanut butter on it.
Nuts.
Something with essential fat, some nuts, maybe some deli meat, rather than the bread. Just get something in my stomach and
just
then
to have
eat
it.
After to help the body start
something
to do
a little
the recovery.
Bit lighter, not so heavy.
Right.
That makes sense.
I personally do not like a shake before I train. It makes me nauseous.
I like it after.
Yeah. A lot of people are very different, so it really is more of a personal thing.
Yeah, it depends on a person.
What you like, some people feel really nauseous when they get a little bit of food in their stomach before they train. I get it. I felt the same way. I feel like if you're doing cardio and you're doing more volume and less time in between sets, higher rep counts, then a little bit lighter meal is better, because you're bouncing around and you're going to feel nauseous.
Yeah, you're taking it easy.
Right,
you're just kind of like easing back in.
Exactly.
I tried to right after my last surgery in December last year, I tried to do the intermittent fasting. My best friend and I, Tanika, we did it together. She listens to the podcast. She's like a loyal listener. So I would do my last meal at 8 o'clock at night and then not eat until 12.
Right.
I was suffering with migraines like hard.
Yeah, because your blood sugar's dropping and your body's looking for those calories because it's missing it is what it's doing.
Yeah.
Now, granted, more people, or I shouldn't say more people, the wrong thing to say. Some people get acclimated faster than others.
Right.
A lot of times it's a water issue. You can take in as much water as you possibly
want. I was bloated. I look like a damn bed bug.
Right. You look at the coffee aspect. Sometimes too much caffeine can affect things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, I don't have calories, so I need energy.
Yeah.
So they'll take a pre-workout, then they'll have a cup of coffee. Look, your body can only handle so much stimulant before
that's
it's
a
finally
lot.
Gonna
that's
be overloaded.
Freaking, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of your pre-workouts anymore, if a lot of people remember back in the day when pre-workouts first started coming out, they had some crazy stuff in those things. I mean,
hell yeah.
They weren't so regulated as they are now. So, I mean, they were putting like traces of heroin and stuff like that in pre-workout.
So just imagine you're fasted and that stuff is hitting your system.
Right. So then your body's metabolism goes through the roof. And the only thing that really can calm it down, to be perfectly honest with you, is eating some food to kind of absorb that in. Right.
Your kidneys probably hate you.
It literally is almost like going and drinking one night. And then what do you feel like the next morning or that night?
Shit.
You want to get food. You want fatty food, greasy food.
You want some grease.
Right. So that's almost the same thing.
Damn,
your body's
so
looking for it to absorb that in the stomach lining.
Yeah.
And it definitely does help, but then it kind of throws the fasting out the window.
Yeah,
so it's not
like
something
you
really want to do right out the gate. You want to kind of work into it. And if you do, you want to talk to someone that knows really about fasting and what they're
doing.
Get
with a professional so you don't mess yourself up.
Just get the guidelines. And I mean, yeah, going online in some of these diet places that you know, on YouTube and stuff, they'll give you some great tips and ideas.
Yeah.
Just follow it diligently and only do it that for you. Don't follow what anybody else is doing.
Everybody's bodies are different.
Yeah,
it's like a whole different science. So what happens if somebody is doing intermittent fasting, but for some reason, they're just not even dropping any weight? Can that happen?
It can happen. And
that's
usually
scary.
It's a caloric intake issue.
Really?
They're either not taking in enough protein or they're not taking in enough fat, so their body's holding the carbs and holding.
So what if they're a person that doesn't want to eat meat? How do they get a lot more protein?
You know, and that's the thing, too, that we're noticing is, like, you see all these commercials for, like, you know, the Incredible Burgers and all that stuff.
Yes, Beyond Burgers are my favorite.
It's like a plant-based burger.
Yeah, they're good.
And, you know, I know people that have tried it and are diehard meat people. Like,
I love
you can't tell the difference.
No, they're amazing.
I have not tried it yet. I want to, but I'm just really hesitant to do it.
I'm going to make you one.
And, I mean, it would probably be better for me. Totally.
Bro, you put a little bit of salt and pepper, garlic on there.
You just basically cook it the same damn way. And it's almost the same. But, you know, and it's funny because we looked at the caloric intake of a normal Whopper with cheese and an Incredible Burger with cheese. And believe it or not, the sodium, potassium, cholesterol, fat was higher on the Incredible Burger than it was on the actual meat burger. So it's really interesting. Yeah, it is. And I mean, granted, when the body breaks it down, you know, there's always been that misconception and myth about, well, the body has such a hard time digesting meat, so women should stay away from meat.
I know I do. The older I get, the older I get, my body's changing.
Then there's all
so
these
much.
Studies that say that's totally bunk and crap.
Yeah, it's crap.
That's not legit.
Yeah,
body metabolizes the meat the same way it does chicken or turkey. I have a tendency to feel different than that.
Do you?
I think that the body definitely doesn't have any sort of issue metabolizing fish, chicken, or turkey, which is more of your
lighter
meat.
Right?
And then when you look at like more of a darker filet, chopped meat, T-bones, ribeyes, a little bit more fatty steaks, more marbleized.
Yeah.
The body does have a little bit worse time.
My lip touched a mic.
That's gross.
I just wiped it. I'm scared.
She actually, but you wiped it before we started.
I know.
So you're clean. No, Coroni baloney for Tosh.
So let me ask you, do you feel, because I feel like when I eat beef, I don't even eat pork like that, but I love bacon once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's in my body for like 2 to 3 days. It's heavy as hell.
Usually,
I just feel like it's heavy as hell. Fish and chicken, like you said, turkey.
Right.
I feel like, okay, we're
and
out of
there. And that's why we always recommend when you're dieting to do fish
so
chicken
good.
Because it also helps thin out the skin and also take the water out from underneath the epidermis.
That's
so
true.
When we're getting ready for a show, we're getting somewhere ready for a show. If you notice, the last few weeks on majority of people's prep is whitefish, ground chicken.
That's true.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see a lot of steak or pork. Pork, definitely you don't see too much because most people are not the biggest fan of pork.
Well, what if you had lean?
Lean is fine.
Is it?
But because I don't eat fish.
Yeah.
But I love chicken and I love
turkey.
You're
missing out, brother.
And see, I'm not a big fish guy, but I like spicy tuna.
Okay.
But I don't like salmon because it reminds me of like cat food. And I just, you know, like when I have sushi.
Salmon, if it's made right, it's so
exactly.
sexy.
Exactly. And that's the thing is I love honey. I love cedar taste and smoke.
Oh, God,
but,
it's so good.
You know, I just don't know if it's the texture, I think, is what
maybe.
It is.
Maybe. Maybe it's a little, it has
it
that little bit of a slime
of
effect.
Just
a tiny.
I don't know why.
Because
like,
it's
cat food.
And you're just sound like my mom. She can't stand tuna.
I don't
She
like
will
it.
Not.
But I will eat spicy tuna. at Hoppe. Shout out to my boys and girls at Hoppe.
We were there yesterday for lunch. It was amazing.
We love Hoppe. We're there all the time. But my point is like, when I do a role, they'll make me my own role. So I'll make a role and they'll make it for me.
Yeah.
But I have such little amount of spicy tuna because I just don't like the fishy
taste. The texture.
Taste.
Oh, okay.
They always
the fish
say
taste.
That the best sushi shouldn't have any fish
taste.
Oh,
no. And if it does, you
and
need to get
does,
the hell out of there.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I get misconstrued because sometimes you get that one bad bite and you're like, oh, God, I'm not having
this
that
is
again.
It. Right. I've been there.
Right.
Then you get the shits and you're just all messed up.
Yeah.
You got the Hershey squirts happening.
I didn't say
it's
it. Tosh said it.
I mean, we're keeping it real.
I'm being PG and G on the radio. And Tasha's being X-rated over here. But when you look, when you see what she looks like, you'll see why.
He's ridiculous.
She looks bomb.
Hey, I've been doing Body by Dave, okay? That's
looking
all I've
bomb.
Been doing. I'm trying my best. I still got a lot of ways to go, but I'm feeling really good. So thanks, D. Let me ask you, so when it comes to fasting, how does it play a role with your immune system?
That's a great question. And I think that, again, it's a two-sided question because if you have a weaker immune system anyway, and you're limiting your caloric intake.
That's a lot.
It is a lot for the body to handle. Now, again, the body being so adaptable and quickly changing to adapt to your certain condition, it will adapt. But does that mean you'll get sicker quicker? Does that mean your immune system is a little bit less protective of you?
That's
it
what
really
I'm saying.
Is. It really is depending on the person. If you have a weak immune system as it is, and then you start fasting, I would feel that you would probably notice that you're gonna get sick or you're more susceptible
to
I think weaker is the better word. You're weaker because you don't have the caloric intake that your body's naturally usually taking in, so your body has to adapt, and it's just really
when
a variant.
When you have a weaker immune system going into something like this, do you think there's a different way to kind of slowly start and gradually get into fasting?
I think that's totally
think,
it maybe or? Instead of fasting like we talked about every day, maybe you intermittent fast every other day, because intermittent fasting is technically every other day. And when you say you're gonna do fasted cardio daily, That's a big difference between intermittent fasting. So people get that misconstrued.
They do.
Because like I said before, there are three different types of fasting.
Well, I've seen the fourth online, and people think that they just don't eat at all
all
day and
just
drink lemon water. And
it's almost like an ACG diet.
Yeah, then they look like that. Like,
it's an ACG diet. An ACG diet was a diet that was put together by some doctors that basically they were injecting human chronic gonadotropin, which in English is pregnant women's urine.
The hormone. That
it is. It's a hormone. Mm. Now, men take it to keep your estrogen down hormonally, and women take it to control progesterone and help regulate hormone.
Does it speed up your metabolism
it
for women?
It can, yes.
Oh, wow.
And that's why the ACG diet was such a big craze for a long time. But the problem was is that the amount of food that you took in on the ACG diet for it to work was literally limited to 500 to 600 calories a day. So a lot of people
die.
Right.
So I eat it like a 13 right now.
So basically what that would equate to was some lettuce, a grapefruit, and tea.
Daily. A tree bark.
Daily.
That's
now, people were losing 20, 30 pounds on this diet. Now, granted, they were miserable.
That's scary.
But then when they got off the ACG
and
then they started actually bringing whole food into their diet, they became ginormous because their body was
sucks.
So fasted. Okay.
Yeah.
And so limited on caloric intake that when you start introducing carbs and fats, your body sucks it up like a machine, like a sponge.
So like you're like a bebug.
That's
you're
exactly
like a big
it. You literally are like a big sponge.
Have you ever had anybody put anybody that you were training on an intermittent fasting or any type of fasting?
100%.
And they were under your orders. So they checked in with you. See?
And it worked really well. So what I will do is I will design the diet and basically work with them. We'll sit down and discuss
what
foods
Dave,
they
guys.
Like. And, you know, once you get the hang of it, it really is easy.
Yeah. Is it more like mind over matter?
It really is. And it's really just finding the foods that you like, putting them into a system of a food repertoire to eat every 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But again, you're pushing those meals back.
Back a little bit.
So some people can do it. Some people can't. You know, most athletes will do it because they like the effect that it does on the body and how they feel. So they're training their body to basically utilize as much energy as they can instead of and then starting to burn excess body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So you're burning off all your energy and then tapping into those body fat stores. So
Opening
you have basically
up.
Nothing left except protein that is hopefully feeding the muscle. Because once you start tapping into that muscle, because like we've always talked about before,
yeah.
You got to remember the body looks at muscle like a juicy steak and body fat like a big piece of poop. So think about it this way. I mean, like if you're going to sit there and feed, what are you going to feed on? Would you rather feed on poop or would you rather feed on steak?
On a steak.
So you got to be really careful. So you have to give the body the food it needs to feed before it starts tapping into your own resources. And that's where the fasting gets really difficult because if you're not taking in enough calories, then you're going to feel like garbage and you're going to start eating and feeding off your own muscle, which that means atrophy.
Then you're defeating purpose. Yeah.
Totally defeating the purpose.
Right.
And that's where people really run into problems is when they try to do fasting, like because a friend will recommend it or they'll see it on TV, something like that.
I see a lot of
they
it on
don't
social.
Understand that most of the people that are trying to do the fasting, their diets are a mess anyway.
Yeah.
So then when you start taking meals out, because they have that mentality, well, if I don't eat those first two meals, I'm getting less calories.
I see that on social media, and I want to say something, but I'm like, you know what? I can't.
Calories in, calories out.
You're killing me. Calories in, calories out. You can't be skipping. You have to feed your body.
But you have to substitute. So that's what people don't understand is when you go on a low-carb diet, for example.
Yeah,
okay?
Me.
That's always the craze. Or a paleo.
Okay.
Okay, I just had this discussion with some of my boys the other morning. I got a group of guys that are doing this big challenge, and they're all brothers of mine, and they all kick ass in the gym, and they're all doing really well. But the problem is that some of them are more irritable than others. And what we're coming to find out is basically they're following the paleo diet really well, which is not that hard of a diet to follow.
So they all have their own
different ones? Right. They all are doing the paleo, but they're all doing it their own way on different times. But what some of the guys don't understand, okay, or they didn't know, was when you take something out of the diet, you have to replace it with something else. So if you're taking fats out of the diet, okay, you have to bring in protein so it's substantiated more so the body still gets what it needs.
So, so you just add a little extra something else?
Right, so if you take carbs out of your diet, then you better be increasing your essential fat and or protein to offset the deficiency of carbs you're taking
in.
It doesn't mean that you're going to still hold or gain weight.
Right.
What it means is you're giving your body still what it needs to feed
and recover,
but you're replacing it with something better.
That's smart.
So it's like okay, well, I'm going to have a Big Mac today.
Yeah.
All right, well, I shouldn't eat a Big Mac.
Right.
What can I eat to satisfy the craving of the Big Mac? Well, it's kind of hard.
Beans.
A bean burger, right? Incredible bean burger.
I love beans.
Well, I'm glad you do because I hate beans.
So what would you replace that with?
Well, that's hard right there because,
you know. Yeah, it sounds like it.
That's when you have to look at your chickens, your fish. You know, maybe instead of having a Big Mac, maybe you have your own burger and don't put all the excess crap on it.
Yeah.
You know, because having a burger is not bad. It's all the excess things people put on the burger.
I just,
bacon, cheese, the bun, you know, maybe a lettuce wrap burger. Okay,
I love
stuff
lettuce
like that.
Wraps.
So it's the littlest things like that that make the biggest differences. And that's why we always keep saying on this show and with us, you always crawl before you walk. Because if you take a burger and you get rid of the bun, there's your carbohydrates right out the gate.
Boom.
Most of the carbohydrates that you're taking in is rich flour, bleached flour, sugar.
Yeah.
So those are all things that you really don't want to take in if you're trying to diet.
Well, what about Ezekiel bread?
Ezekiel bread's great.
I
Multigrain's
love that. Can I eat
great.
The whole
rye
damn
bread's
loaf?
Great. Multigrain's great. Yes. There's a protein bread out there. I think it's like Dave's Protein Bread. It's not my bread. It's a great name.
Yeah.
And it's got like it's in the freezer section and it's got like 8 grams of protein per slice.
Oh.
It's a little bit dense because all protein-based products
like pound
are
cake-ish.
A little bit dense. Right, it's thicker. But it's better than nothing.
Right, and so it's better than the regular crap.
It is. So those are the little things. It's like having dairy, you know. When you want dairy, cut your dairy out, say 5 or 6 a night. Don't have dairy after that time. Excuse me.
Cheese is so hard to let go of. I can't let you
Everyone
go,
loves
friend.
Cheese. And you really, and here's the thing with cheese, and I'm going to be straight up, and people are going to crucify me on this, but I don't think they will.
No.
I don't personally think cheese on a burger or on a sandwich or in general when you're trying to diet is that bad.
No.
If you're regulating it. Now, if you're eating a whole block of cheese,
Tasha,
then of
that's
course.
Me.
Yeah,
that's
well,
me.
It seems like lots of women
I love
do that.
Cheese, but it constipates
cheese and
me.
Wine. Yes, it does. Why does it? Why is that?
Why?
It's the dairy. It's the milk-enriched product is what
I
it
feel
is.
Like they changed the way cheese is made
it
over
is definitely
the years.
Different than,
I feel like because
when
I was a kid, I was just pooping and moving.
But then you also got to remember your metabolism slows down as you get older.
I am. Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So when you look at taking in dairy, and that's when people are like, oh, they always go to, well, I'm lactose intolerant because every time I eat cheese, I fart.
And they're like, hey, take
this
pill.
That's not true.
No, don't
that's
do that. That's not true. Right.
Just because your body doesn't do well digesting milk products or dairy doesn't mean you're lactose intolerant.
No,
it just basically means your stomach has a little bit bigger issue digesting that.
So is
as
it okay to take
things.
Some fiber pills
of
with that?
Of course. And I recommend everybody do a fiber, like a drink. Like a Metamucil or like a Fiber Aid or one of these ones that you can just put it. It has no taste.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, and it seems like no disrespect to the women out there, but it seems like women always have a harder time being stuffed up.
That's fat.
And not being able to basically regulate and get everything out.
Oh, that's me.
So the fiber drink is huge. The first thing in the morning, whether you're fasting or not, you can still have that.
So it's not taking, that's what I wanted to ask. It doesn't impede
in anything you're taking. Fiber is completely different.
So what if you're on your intermittent fasting or you're fasting
you
and you
want to
drink
it.
Water with lemon? Is that messing
fine.
It up?
Nope,
the lemon's not messing
all.
Anything
not at all.
Up?
Not at all.
Huh.
Nope.
Because I love lemon.
Lemon
in
and
my water
is very good because
lime.
It does, it has been proven to help digestion.
Okay.
And it also has been proven to help curve a like a need for like candy or something like that.
Oh my god.
So it's almost
that's
like
true.
A it's almost like a curvature of something. So like, oh my god, I gotta have some candy. Well, if I have lemon or lime in my water, I'm good. I like the taste
okay.
of it.
Okay. So what I've been doing
infusion is
that
the word.
Sounds okay, so you're bugging me out because for the past 2 weeks, I mean, not only have I been in the gym every single day, and on the weekends we're riding bikes, right?
That's awesome.
And I'm so excited because finally I feel like I'm officially back.
Right.
So we'll definitely be showing photos and stuff like that with Dave doing
good
with me.
Today.
Thank you. But I've been squeezing lemons in the morning.
Great.
I'll squeeze one. I'll drink it before bed. I do the same
Perfect.
Thing every day.
Perfect.
And my belly feels good. I feel like I'm using the bathroom a little bit more. And of course, it's a podcast. It's a fitness podcast. We're going to talk about your poop, whether it sinks or swims or floats
because
or whatever.
Because it's part of the digestive.
It's
very
it
important.
Tells you what's
if
happening.
You are trying to eat four meals a day and you don't, and you haven't relieved yourself and gone to the bathroom, your body feels like it's up to the throat and you don't want to eat. you're literally full of shit. So literally, let's just be real. You're full of shit.
Yeah,
so,
like if you're eating four meals a day and you're pooping one time a week.
It is a common problem.
That's horrible.
And it is very uncomfortable because then you start getting a lot of gastric pain. And a lot of people don't
bloating.
Understand that sometimes you can feel heart palpitations because you're cramping so bad because you haven't gone to the bathroom.
I'm nauseous.
So people think that, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. Believe it or not, it could be indigestion. And it
could
get that
your
bad.
Your poop is reaching
because
your
you
got
to figure when you have a gas bubble and it's up in your stomach and
it's
pushing on your lung or your bladder. It is very uncomfortable, and women always seem to get it a little bit more so
That's
than men
real.
Because men seem to be able to digest just anything, depending on the person, but women have a really hard time with certain foods and certain meals. So having that fiber in your diet every day to help push things, psyllium seed husk is really good. They put a lot of that in most of your fiber laxatives, like pills and stuff. But honestly, literally, the powder in the drink is great because there's no taste. You
I
can literally put
pills.
It in anything. Pills work too.
Okay.
It really
it's
is
like
more
five
of a,
in the morning,
it's really
five
a
at
personal
night.
Issue. Which
and
like
I
better.
Eat prunes. I love prunes.
Yeah, literally little things like raisins and things that help digestive.
Oh.
I honestly think everybody should take a probiotic at least 2 or 3 times a day.
I do.
Probiotic
I
is basically
do.
Just going to go into the system and help break down food so it basically passes through the stomach and intestines better.
Bro,
that's all it does.
The other day I ate 13 prunes.
That's a lot. I don't
I
like
couldn't
prunes.
Leave
I
the house.
Gross.
I love prunes. Are you kidding me?
They're gross.
The kids, me and my kids have prunes every single morning. And so I didn't realize, hi, don't eat too much because then you're going to be pooping yourself. I couldn't leave the house. So I normally just have 2 every morning with my kids. My kids have 2 too. But just, you know, I try to use all the
right.
natural things.
And
to
that's
make
what
myself
you want
to
do because
bathroom.
If you have
yeah.
some prunes
yeah.
or some raisins.
13 prunes.
Okay. And then you have a handful of mixed nuts.
There you go.
That's not
that's
a bad little snack because you're getting simple sugars that are all natural. So your body's going to absorb them, utilize them, burn them off as energy.
That makes sense.
And the nuts are going to be a natural essential fat and protein.
Yeah.
So there's your carbs
there
and
you
protein
go.
And fat.
We're pooping
so
good.
It's very simple. And you want to get that fiber in there because, like I said, there is nothing worse than feeling so uncomfortable being bloated because you can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And again, you know, don't be embarrassed. Go get fiber. Utilize it because the more you poop, the more cleaned out
you are
and the better you are.
I don't know. I feel good. Like I did my body a service when I go to the bathroom.
You almost need like and you know, I recommend this too, and I just got done doing this a few days ago.
Pooping.
You almost want to do
just
a
kidding.
Cleanse. Like a cleanse. Like every few weeks, you do a weekend cleanse.
So what type of cleanse?
So you basically go to like one of those places like Vitamin Cottage or Sprouts or even Amazon and order just a very simplistic pill-based, juice-based cleanse.
Okay.
Now, do not get it misconstrued, because a lot of people think when I say cleanse, they say, well, I can only eat a certain amount of foods and certain foods when I'm on the cleanse. That is not true. Okay, that is a very big misnomer, so do not think about that.
So you just take the stuff and eat normal.
You take a cleanse that are like a pill base, so they have pills that are, you take in the morning and you take in the afternoon or night.
Yeah.
And what those are is basically a bunch of different little cleaners that go into the body. Once you swallow them, they clean the esophagus, the intestine, small intestine, large intestine, liver. Pancreas, kidney, liver, GI tract,
do
colon.
Do you feel clean?
You do. You literally do, because a lot of times, a lot of these cleanses are fiber-based or psyllium seed-based, so they are making you go regularly.
I want to do one.
And I tell you what, they're not, you want a non-invasive. So some of these cleanses that you'll see, I'm doing this juice cleanse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you're doing a juice cleanse. How do you feel? I feel like shit. Okay, well, how long have you been on it? A day. Because they don't want you eating, so you're almost fasting for days
for some
on
of
end.
Them. Yeah.
Then you're pooping. So you figure you have nothing in your system,
you're empty.
Which is not the point of the fasting or
right.
the fasting the or the cleanse.
Yeah.
The cleanse is to go into the system every few weeks and to just, it's like little guys in there with little brushes, just cleaning everything
it
out.
Out.
Just cleaning everything out. And for guys, it helps with prostate. For women, it helps with urethra. It helps with your women parts.
pH,
everything.
Stuff.
It really balances everything
out. So how often should you do a cleanse?
I say every other month.
Really?
I like to do every other month for one weekend.
So when we wrap this puppy up today, we got to find me one.
And we'll basically
recommend
some different cleanses on our Instagram.
Yes.
I'll put a list together. And
here
they're not expensive. I mean, there are some out there that can be a couple $100, but don't get caught up in that just because Kim K does a certain cleanse.
No.
Their cleanse is a cleanse. The whole point of it is just to go in and cleanse
out
the organs.
And they have body work, even though I love Kim.
Right.
But they have body work. So, no, that's good to know. So,
it
once
is.
We wrap this puppy up today, we got to get me a cleanse.
We'll put that on cleanse.
So, does it help with the water weight and all that?
It does, because you got to figure if you're cleaning out the whole system and the body's utilizing everything again proper and getting back in alignment, then everything's flowing so natural.
Boom.
So, everybody that's doing any sort of protein or trying to diet or getting in the gym, whether you're starting or going, should do a cleanse every few weeks.
See, that's important. The more you know, the farther you'll go.
That's right.
There
Information's
you go.
The key.
And any
we have
shout-outs
lots
today?
Of it.
We did, of course. We did that for our listeners that are all over our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook page. They wanted
very much
to talk about this important topic today. And if you have topics, listen, friend, you can always hit us up
whatever
on Instagram, Twitter, right? Facebook. Email us at bigdayspowerhalfhour@gmail.com. Anything you want to talk about, we would love to cover for you, because we want you to have all the information that you need when it comes to fitness coming out of Big Dave.
Well, you too.
There you go.
I can't do what I do without you.
And I can't do what I do without you.
That's right.
You
Megan's see? Still over here, still posing in
I'm
the jumpsuit.
I'm excited because I ain't lose my boobs yet working
out.
No,
she's got them popping out
they're
today,
there.
Ladies and
they're
gentlemen.
They're not popping out, but
the twins
there.
Are out saying good morning. The hell with you, Corona.
What?
They don't have a mask on. There's no mask on.
He makes
there's
me
no,
sick.
There's no mask on. Got a Chevy shout out to our people at Hoppe. I mean,
yes,
we love Hoppe so much.
So good.
Want to give a shout out to my people over at Mercedes-Benz of Littleton.
Love
I've been
you guys.
The biggest pain in the ass to them lately.
I know, but they love you.
But we're working on it. So thank you guys for the patience with me.
Yes.
And a shout out, of course, to our boy, Victor.
Victor Starr, the
boss
man.
We love Victor. Thank you so much for having us back. Tasha, of
I'm
course.
I'm so excited.
I love you.
I love you
so
too.
Much for always making this so fun and
you too.
Making me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
You
which
know what
we
the hell
not.
You're talking about.
We do not. And really, you guys have to make sure you give a lot of props when you see her on the picture that we're about
I'm
to take, because she looks bomb.
Thank you. I'm trying. And one more thing, big shout out to Crunch Fitness. I love you guys. I'm so proud of how clean the establishment has been off of Arapahoe. We really, really love you guys. We appreciate the lengths that you are taking to make sure that everybody's safe and making sure everybody keeps the mask on. And
Chelsea,
without you guys,
Christy, everybody.
Yes, we just love you guys.
Whole front desk staff, the whole cleaning crew, and our members too. Like, everyone's doing diligent.
And everyone's
helping. So thank you guys. Like I said, we want to stay in there and want to stay healthy, and we want to make sure that we can do what we need to do. So please, please keep doing what you're doing, because it's obviously working.
We love you guys. We'll be back next week.
Stay safe.
Love you.
Later.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKeon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.